It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
An apple a day can do more than keep the doctors away, and new research has found that it may be a key ingredient in losing weight. You know, we've all known that apples have so many health benefits, and we forget sometimes that the simplest answers are sometimes even the best, and that better health could be as easy as reaching for the fruit bowl and eating an apple. We've heard that for just so long. And my guest is registered dietitian and nutrition coach, Carrie Ann Jennings. Welcome to the show, Carrie Ann.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about apples now. You know, they have big fiber. They we've heard that they can reduce cholesterol and even, you know, keep you fuller longer and even help you with some kinds of cancers. Speak about apples a little bit and even losing weight.
Yeah, you've really hit on a lot of the main points with apples. So a lot of times when we think about fruits, we think of these super fruits that, you know, like blueberries or acai berries, but you really don't need to get that exotic to get a lot of the health benefits from fruits. So apples are wonderful because they're not only really cost effective, a single apple is often costs about 50 cents or something like that, and it actually can really help you to get the number of fruits and vegetables you need each day. So you need, it depends for, you know, it varies depending on your age, your size, your calorie needs, but most people get around 2 cups a day. So just one small apple actually counts as one full cup of fruit. So that's a really great cost investment, and it's an easy way to get the fruit that you need. So to get specific about the benefits of apples specifically, is one of the main ones really is the great source of fiber. So just one medium apple has 4 grams of fiber. That in perspective, most women need about 25 grams a day, and men need around 38. So it's, you know, it's an easy way to get quite a bit of that fiber you need each day. Now, fiber has a lot of different health benefits. One of the things is that it helps to slow down your digestion so that you absorb your food more slowly. And that does a couple things. So one of the things that does is it helps you to feel more full. So it's really great for helping you to maintain your weight or lose weight if that's what you're looking to do. And it also can help with lowering, keeping your blood sugar level steady. So there's been different research on apples and blood sugar level. And one of the things that effect is tied to is the fiber in apples.
Okay, so fiber in apples. Yep. Now, people tend to think of drinking juice, apple juice. Of course, everybody feeds their kids and everything. But, you know, the juice is not really where you get the fiber. So if you were to grind up the apple, say, in a Vitamix and make a smoothie out of it or something, then you're getting the fiber too.
Exactly. You know, and the fiber, you know, half of it is in the white part of the fruit, that inside, but the other half is in the skin. So it's really important to keep the skin on when you're eating the apple too to get the full effect of the fiber.
Yeah, so you want to eat the skin because so many of the vitamins are in the skin. And right now, with the Honeycrisp apples and so many different kinds of apples available on the market, you can really get some of the benefits. Now, you know, speaking of some of the others, you know, apples can help whiten your teeth.
You know, I didn't know about that. I did know that apples have been linked to lowering your risk of cavities.
Well, they stimulate that saliva production and the biting and chewing because they're so crunchy and so fibrous that they can do that. But, you know, we've all heard the apple a day thing. What about some diseases now? They're looking into Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and cancers and all of these things, Carrie Ann, that actually just apples can help us with.
Yeah. Well, you know, apples are a great source of antioxidants. So every different fruit and vegetable has a different array of fruits of antioxidants in them, and they're all linked to different health benefits. So with apples, they have an antioxidant called quercetin, and that has been linked to helping to lower cholesterol, and that's one of the things that, you know, a big marker of heart disease is your cholesterol levels, keeping those bad, so-called bad LDL cholesterol levels low and good HDL levels higher. And apples have, in some of these big population studies where they look at eating habits of a lot of people, they found that people who eat a lot of apples tend to have lower rates of heart disease, stroke, and those antioxidants are the things that have been linked to that. Another thing is with diabetes, since apples, again, have fiber and help to slow down digestion, help to regulate those spikes in blood sugar, they can be really useful for things like that as well. So there's always all this emerging research. So, also the fiber that's helpful for lowering colon cancer. We're only finding out more and more about what's so great about apples, and these have been some of the strongest things we've heard of so far.
Well, and also, you know, we've always heard about the Brat diet. If your child has diarrhea, you know, you're supposed to give them apples or applesauce because it helps with diarrhea. And the interesting things about the interesting thing about apples, Carrie-Anne, is that not only can it help with diarrhea, but it can also help with constipation. So it is one of the few foods on the planet that can actually affect either intestinal system. So that if you have diarrhea or if you have constipation, apples can positively affect either one of those things. And then in the process also help with hemorrhoids.
Well, again, apples is really unique type of fiber, having the pectin specifically, so I can really see that has influenced both of those effects and helping with your digestion in both ways.
Absolutely, and detoxifying your liver is something that any of these things that, you know, the fiber and the really high antioxidant, you know, really to help get some of the toxins out of your system. And of course, the old adage, apple a day keeps the doctor away because of its immune system boost, right? I mean, really does have the quercetin to help boost and fortify your immune system.
That's true. And, you know, we tend to think of oranges as being the big vitamin C fruit, but apples also are a good source of vitamin C. Just one apple, again, has 13% of what you need each day. And it acts as antioxidant. It can help with your skin health. So all of these great things you get just from this one single fruit.
Just from the one single fruit, and there are so many benefits to eating apples besides the fact that it can possibly help you in your weight loss endeavors. You can get whiter, healthier teeth. You can, you know, they're looking at Alzheimer's and Parkinson's as protection. It can help curb all sorts of cancers, you know, that really the antioxidants, and help reduce your risk of developing even pancreatic cancer. If you're eating apples every single day, it can help reduce your cholesterol level. It can help you get a healthier heart. It can even possibly help prevent gallstones. It can help with diarrhea and constipation. It can can help really with some of the gut things that are like irritable bowel syndrome, intestinal, you know. And even I remember my doctor telling me after having a baby, well, you know, hemorrhoids, apples can really help you with hemorrhoids because you get that fiber, and it's so it can help run everything through. And of course, we all know that that's where you're more comfortable. And then when the weight thing, it can really help you to lose weight. This is a great thing that people don't even realize. So eating apple will help you feel full. It'll help you to get that fiber that you need, the antioxidants. And now in the fall is really the very best time because there are some amazing apples. And why not take your family as a way to get some extra physical activity in there? Take your family and go apple picking. It's really a lot of fun. My family does it every October or so, and then you can make applesauce with it. You can make smoothies. You know, the kids just love to have apples in their lunch. So it's a great way to get that extra health in as a family and maybe even help you lose a little bit of weight. You're listening to Radio MD, and you can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. And remember, if you missed anything, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go. Scroll around, learn something with us. There's so many great shows here on Radio MD. This is just one of them. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.